T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police looking for fatal hit and run driver. We've got the story.
Wichita swears in a new mayor. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Nairamore. Dense fog around this morning. Extra time needed as you're heading out and about. Our full forecast is coming up.
Two articles of impeachment adopted by the House could make their way to the Senate very soon.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is meeting with Democratic colleagues this morning to discuss a resolution required to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate. Pelosi has held off on advancing those articles, charging President Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress as Senate Democrats pressed for additional witness testimony. The resolution will also name impeachment managers, the lawmakers who serve as prosecutors in the impeachment trial. So far, the speaker has offered few clues about who she will tap for that high-profile assignment. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Brandon Whipple was sworn in as Wichita's mayor Monday night at City Hall.
And faithfully discharge the duties of mayor.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Wichita's new mayor took the oath of office Monday night and wasted no time in announcing his new goals for the air capital.
We have people here who are ready to take on the problems our city might face.
Whipple says his first priority will be to handle the crisis at hand, which is the layoffs at Spirit. But he tells KSN News he won't outline the specifics of the plan just yet.
Right now, our message is be patient with us. We have a plan to try to be as helpful as possible. We will be reaching out to them in the near future.
Three council members were also sworn in Monday night. Becky Tuttle, Brian Fry, and Jeff Bloombaugh. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
More information today, that is, about a Wichita police investigation of a hit-and-run Sunday evening. This was on eastbound Kellogg between Hydraulic and I-135. Officer Charlie Davidson says the victim, identified as 22-year-old Lamont Clary, was riding his motorcycle when the cycle stalled and he was struck by a Chrysler Pacifica. The driver and several passengers left the vehicle and fled on foot. Police are still looking for the suspect, and they ask anyone with information to call detectives at 350-3692 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Wichita police investigating a child abuse case. Officers were called to assist the fire department in the 3600 block of West 13th Friday evening. The report of a child not breathing.
Upon arrival, officers located a 9-month-old female with critical injuries. The girl was taken to an area hospital for medical treatment and remains hospitalized in very critical condition. The investigation has revealed that the girl received critical injuries while in the care of Raider, which led to his arrest. An additional 6-year-old boy and a 2-year-old boy were also at the home, both uninjured and taken into police protective custody.
Police Captain Brent Allred says police discovered a marijuana grow operation in the apartment. 25-year-old Breton Raider arrested for child abuse, child endangerment, possession of marijuana with intent to sell, cultivation, and possession of paraphernalia. Iran's been enduring 3 days of protests by people outraged over the government's downing of a Ukrainian jetliner. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
We can't stress enough the kind of risk these protesters are taking, even risking their own lives by not only openly criticizing Iran's government, but calling for the death of its supreme leader. More than 1,000 protesters took to the streets of Tehran this weekend, chanting death to the dictator and death to the liars, after Iran's government tried to cover up its role in shooting down a Ukrainian plane last week.
killing all 176 people on board, including more than 140 Iranians, something it now admits was an accident. Demonstrators tore down pictures of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month. Security forces cracked down on the anti-government protest, firing tear gas and allegedly shooting live fire ammunition.
Iranian officials blaming that protest, or all of those protests, on the United States. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
National Football Championship on the line last night, and we'll tell you all about that coming up in sports.
Wichita woman facing possible animal cruelty charges. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A 26-year-old Wichita woman facing possible animal cruelty charges after a dog was found locked in a kennel inside an apartment dumpster. Police said Monday they arrested Rekisha Hardaway. Officer Charlie Davidson says tips and witness interviews led to Hardaway's arrest, but provided no further details. The dog, named Bowie, was found in the dumpster last week, taken to an emergency vet. The Wichita Animal Action League, an animal rescue group, says Bowie was taken to a foster care home Monday. Well, turns out your office could be a germ incubator, and it may be your fault.
Are your coworkers making you sick, or are you making them sick? In a word, the answers are yes and yes. A study released by a management consulting firm shows a whopping 90% of Americans show up to work sick. It says reasons can include having too much work to do, not having enough sick days, and feeling pressure from bosses, who never seem to get sick, to be there. The advice from health experts that you never hear from your manager, just stay home. This comes as the flu season is officially ramping up. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Queen of England has released a statement after Meghan Markle and Prince Harry say they want to live a more independent life.
Prince Harry and Meghan's abrupt exit from being full-time members of the royal family has apparently left the Queen trying to patch together a peace treaty of sorts, issuing a rare solo statement saying she had constructive discussions with Harry and the family regarding the couple's future, adding, quoting here, "My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family, although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family. We respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family." The Queen also said there would be a period of transition where the couple will spend time in both Canada and the UK.
Fox's Trace Gallagher reporting. A Kansas City Chiefs fan is being rewarded after sacrificing his beers for the sake of a touchdown celebration.
Kansas City Chiefs offensive tackle Eric Fisher did his best Stone Cold Steve Austin impression following a Kansas City Chiefs touchdown Sunday in their win over the Houston Texans, snatching two beers from fans and smashing them over his head.
I also appreciate the two guys whose beer I borrowed for one hell of a celebration. If you know them and could tag them below so I could thank them Big Fish style, I would greatly appreciate that.
Fisher taking to Twitter in search of the beer lender is not the only one getting involved in the hunt, though, as Steve Austin himself tweeted out the video, leading Budweiser's social media team to put out a search for the Good Samaritan. Well, Budweiser says they're now sending a whole bunch of Buds and some other surprises that Chiefs fans way. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Foggy, foggy, foggy.
That's right. I've gotten a call from one of our traffic trackers, and Patrick said that the fog when he was on the east, he was driving from west to east. He said on the west side, the fog wasn't too bad at all. He said on the east side, the fog was awful. The visibility was very, very limited. So,
if it's a Patrick I know, there's more fog inside the vehicle than outside.
We've also got the report of a stalled out vehicle eastbound on I-235 at Broadway. So a traffic hazard there. And a traffic slowdown being reported on I-135 between 13th and 21st. Traffic on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Narimore. Good morning, Jennifer.
Extra time needed, folks, as you're heading out about early today. We are dealing with some patchy, dense fog once again. Could see some very low visibility in some areas and also a few slick spots, especially the further north that you go. Now, plenty of sunshine will be building in today, our high near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 35, and it's sunny tomorrow, the high upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Naramore.
Now fog, 43 degrees, and we have a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And just to elaborate a little bit on that story that Fox did on people staying home when they're sick and bosses who never get sick. And I got to echo that a little bit. Our program director, Tony Dusing, never gets sick. Never, ever gets sick. But some of the rest of us don't either. It's just that, you know, we're a healthy bunch around here. But Tony Tony makes it clear, you know, hey, if you're sick, stay home.
Yes, he does.
You see these little things we talk into are called microphones, you know, and we all use them.
Yeah.
And so if you've got anything, it's going to go right on that microphone and the next person's going to come. Well, you can see what I'm talking about. I mean,
I could really see it if we had a black light in here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. I don't even want to think about that.
If we had somebody come in, we could have an epidemic and there would be nobody left in the building. So, management here has been real good about this. So, you know, if you're sick, come on, take some time off.
Yeah.
Don't
get everybody else sick because.
I'll tell you what, between you and Ted and me, the three of us, sick leave in the past 22 years, I can remember maybe one day for me in 22 years. And Ted's had very few. You've had very few as well.
I can think
you had a sick time a year or two ago. You had a lot of sick time. But.
Yeah. I got the flu.
Yeah.
Because I remember because I started getting flu shots ever since. Yeah. I don't have that again.
Well, I do that every year, too, and I'm hoping it's going to protect me from
It kinds seems of to have helped.
Yeah. We've got the Century 2 thing coming to the boiling to the top of the public awareness. The supporters for an initiative petition to save Century 2, they had a kickoff event Monday. Had 200-yard signs. Dion Leffler, writing in the Wichita Eagle, says 200-yard signs, they disappeared in a heartbeat. They want to, they're proposing to save Century 2 and prevent the city government from destroying any historically significant city-owned buildings, the library, a couple of buildings. So this people, they have a petition drive going. Now, in order to get that petition or that question on a public ballot, Sedgwick County officials are saying they're going to need about 12,554 signatures.
Okay.
That would represent 25% of the November voters, and that's a pretty high level. They're going, but they
it
think
is. It
they
is.
Might be able to do that. Celeste,
it is doable too. Yeah.
Yeah. Celeste Rassett, who's been doing, we had her on the air a couple of weeks ago. She's got 6,000 names on an informal on drive petition. So we're gearing up for this battle over Century 2, and it looks like it could be. Quite a battle, tell you the truth, as we move toward what decisions are going to be made on the East Bank. I had some information about a meeting tonight. Where did I put it? It's over here.
It's somewhere in the pile.
Project Wichita is having a meeting tonight, and these are kind of the people that are looking at the riverfront with the officials and committees and whatnot. They've been studying this, taking information now for a long, long time, and they're going to have. There's a meeting tonight from 5:30 to 7 at the Newman University Dugan Library and Campus Center. That's, of course, at Newman University out on the west side. It's a Riverfront Legacy Master Plan public open house.
Oh, okay.
And I suppose they're still taking information, but they're going to show recommendations for a master plan, site, final renderings and designs, cost breakdown of the plan, and funding strategies. All of that. I mean, if you're into this, this is probably the place you want to be later this afternoon at 5:30. There's a lot of people who are very interested in it because they're going to give you a real good idea of what they've been able to come up with after all these meetings and studies and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to be done. And I get, you know, who was I talking to? Was it yesterday? We're talking to somebody who said that, all right, all of that. Maybe it was my interview with Tom Stoles, the Sedgwick County manager I did. For the issues, all of that's good and well, but at some point they're going to have to come back and say, here's what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
Whether you save Century 2, you do something else, here's what it's going to cost, and here's how we're going to have to pay for it.
I think those are the two important questions. Here's what it's going to cost, and what will it look like?
What will it look like? What's it going to cost? And then they may have to have a referendum if it's a little tax increase, something like that. But, hey, there are ways to do this that are going to be I don't think that painful for taxpayers, and we're going to have something new, no matter what it is. Even if they preserve Century 2, I'm trying to stay in the middle of this thing. My wife is, I'll tell you frankly, Shelley says she wants to preserve Century 2 somehow.
Somehow.
And I'm just saying, well, I don't know, but, you know, there's always, you know, there are other newer designs. Maybe there's something new that we can embrace. But so yeah. But we don't go to blows on it. We're not having a big problem about it. We just talk about it because we're both Wichita natives, and Century 2 has been around for most of our lives. So there you go.
Yeah, it's a part of the skyline, but
yep.
Does it need to be going forward, or maybe do we forge a new one?
Yeah, nearly everybody has been to a show or been part of a show, whether it's something regarding a car show like they're going to have this weekend, where you're a vendor and you're in a booth, or whether it's a performance.
Yeah.
So many great things have happened in Century 2, but do we need just a new place to do them and a new, modern, bigger place? That's the question, and we're going to be hashing it out over the next few weeks. We'll keep you posted. It's coming up on 8:19 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for sports with Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning. Football. Hey, this guy from LSU, this guy can throw a football almost as good as Mahomes, I think. He is something.
Yeah, LSU quarterback Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. LSU, for the first time in more than a decade, standing atop the college football world. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
Let the good times roll in Baton Rouge.
As they say in the bayou, laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. LSU sits on the throne of college football.
Audio courtesy of ESPN, the LSU Tigers national champions in college football, coming away with a victory Monday over Clemson 42-25 for their fourth national title in program history. Joe Burrow, the star of the show for LSU, 463 passing yards to go with 5 touchdown passes, finishing the season with a new FBS record of 60. LSU finishing their season 15-0, only the fourth team in college football history to complete that feat. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And so, yeah, LSU, new
national
champion.
They were undefeated.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's good. Amazing.
Yes. Now, we've got some college basketball news as well. K-State men's head coach Bruce Weber adding some size to his roster. KC Isiagu, a 6'10" sophomore forward who began his college career at UTEP, is going to be transferring to K-State. He did not play in any games for the minors this season. That means he can join K-State now, but he can't actually be on the court until next season.
Okay.
He does have to sit out. Isiagu was not a prolific scorer for UTEP. His freshman year, his career high, only 12. That was in a game against Middle Tennessee State. So there's some questions about his ability to score, but he led UTEP in block shots. He's a big defensive presence down there, and he's originally from Brampton, Ontario, Canada. So K-State picks up another big defensive player there. They host number 23 Texas Tech tonight at Bramlage. Tip-off at 7 p.m. Shocker men's basketball team moving up 7 spots to number 16 in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll and the coaches poll as well. That was released yesterday. Following a week that featured a 76-67 win at home over then number 21 Memphis and the 89-86 double overtime victory against UConn, WSU has 9 straight victories, headed into a road matchup in Philadelphia tomorrow night against Temple before returning home to play Houston on Saturday here in Wichita. KU's roller coaster ranking, it's back down after a loss to Baylor on Saturday. It was good for Baylor. Baylor jumps up to a consensus number 2, both polls, behind Gonzaga. But KU, who was number 1 back in week 7, has dropped down. Then they clawed their way back up to number 3. Now they've fallen back down to number 6 in the AP poll, number 7 in the coaches poll. KU hoping to get back on track tonight in Norman versus OU on the air at 6:30 p.m. And that tip-off is at 8 o'clock, and that's over on KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. The Butler Grizzlies were on the road last night facing Cloud County. You heard it right here last night on KNSS. Dennis Higgins with the call.
Gives it now up top to Hawkins. Hawkins with a floater in the lane. A bank shot, no good. Rebounded by Hopkins. Puts it back up and in his foul. This will be the third time tonight that Sean Hopkins with an in-close basket and a chance at a three-point play. Hopkins now has 15 points with a free throw coming up. 1:37 to go. The Grizzlies' lead is 76-59.
Grizzlies wound up with a nice, easy 20-point win there over the T-Birds, 79-59. Next up for Butler, they host Allen Community College, and that is tomorrow night. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
It's great to see the Shockers up at 16th in the national rankings. Wow. What a jump for them.
Yeah.
And a great deal. All right. It's 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Trump's actions against Iran justified. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.